Hello and welcome to another episode of Radio Redux. I'm your host, Archange UK, speaking to you live and unedited 24 hours a day from iTunes. If you download the previous shows and then put them in such a playlist that they could, you know, go in sequence, you could have listened to me, you know, actually you could probably listen to me for about a week by now. But anyway, it's like a 8th show of season 4. Anyway, I'm speaking to you in a slightly different situation. Those people in the chat room know that I was kind of worried based upon stuff earlier, because I have a new computer. Yes, I have a new computer. It's here. It's wonderful. It's lovely. It's sexy. in a black and smooth and shiny way. And basically, it's like a billion times better than the previous old PC, which is currently in bits, as Earthart, who's not in the chat room today, would be able to testify. It's currently sort of in bits around my room, the old one, because that didn't really allow me to do more or less anything. It was tough. But anyway, yeah, I have this nice new computer. It's like 1.2 terabytes of memory space. The main point is I now actually have access to my music, which I really didn't have before. All I had access to was on like, my little portable USB drive, which I used to keep the entirety of Sonic Rex was on this portable drive, which I still take around with me, but that was like the work in progress stuff, and I was having to do all the radio shows off of my work laptop, which has, as I've said before, the performance capabilities of an asthmatic brick. So it wasn't, you know, the best thing in the world here, but you know, it's I'm pleased. I'm very way things have gone, and other people seem to have no problem listening in. In fact, we've got more people in the chat room today than we have for a very, very long time. And other people who don't normally listen in. This is probably due to the fact that we now have a thanks for the link, Rory. We now have, because I have access to this other music, and there's all sorts of stuff going on that I didn't actually have before, so yay! I've got this widescreen monitor, yeah, but the MP3 didn't want to work earlier, so I'm glad that's all working. Anyway, lots to talk about on the show, so much that I actually can't talk about any of it. So, I'm after a topic today, guys. I have no idea. No, Twitter is not a topic that I particularly want to discuss. although, of course, Sonic Rex is obviously on it now, and there's all sorts of updates that go on the front page. In fact, I tweeted, as I believe is a technical expression, a while back that I was actually live now. I should probably get start downloading that rather nice MP3 that's been sent to me by Mr. Rory Record, so we can have it later. And you're going to ask me to save you now, aren't you? Thank you very much indeed. Ooh, RoryNet. RoryRaccoon.net. Ha, I didn't know that such place existed. I shall now go there most often. Yeah, and Glorious is downloading, so you're fine, Rory. Excellent. So yeah, I'm open to sort of suggestion today. Not open to suggestion in the sort of sense that I'll be able to, you know, you'll say something to me and I'll just randomly go do it. Blitz Chris says, I'm yet to download Twitter. Does that make me part of the X generation? No. Royce asks, or says a suggestion, is my thoughts on the public hysteria surrounding the relatively minimal outbreak of swine flu. My thoughts on that. I'm still waiting for Canada to say they have it. If everyone remembers SARS from a couple of years back, that was just like, it was somewhere. It was like China had it, and everyone sort of going, and then there was like, big, massive outbreak in Canada, yes, we have SARS, hello, nobody can go to Canada, and everyone was like, but yeah, everything's good. Everyone's now saying they have swine flu. Yeah, swine flu was a very big topic of conversation this week at work. and the amount of pig, pork, and swine related jokes was rather large, has to be said. Has to be said. Rory agrees that Canada saying liotards was a complete publicity stunt. But yes, no one can now go to Mexico, which is terrible. Actually, one of my friends at work was about to go on a holiday to Mexico, and unfortunately, she is now not able. She had it cancelled, and she was stuck. She was stuck with it. So I know what we'll do. We'll do the usual stuff. The second wave apparently coming in autumn winter, says SJSSF. The second wave somewhere in the world. There's just this germ in a sort of field marshal's outfit with a stick and sort of moving little wooden blocks across a map of the world with outbreak Legion 1. Gonna move that in. It's gonna attack Switzerland. And take the 2nd and 3rd Infantries and circle round the back of Antarctica. They won't know that. They won't be expecting that. So, who is listening in? Well, actually, it's a surprising amount of people who aren't the usual crowd, as we said. Also, some of them aren't. We have, from bottom to top, and he's bottom because he's got an underscore in front of his name, so that's slightly cheating. Spondy, Xbox Prower, Turbo Steph, SJSSF, who I've already mentioned, Chili Fox 04, Spinball Wizard, who's watching the Red Wings, Ringtailed Fox, Resident SD, Kiddo, Gerbil Soft, Fly Fox, who is away, D'Artagnan, Blitzcris by Afra, Rolkin Fly by MK Joshua, Rory, who is actually listening in. Biafra apparently is a UK, no you're not. You really wouldn't want to be. And of course there's Chanbot as well. Chanbot's being Chanbot today. In fact, Chanbot's in them having a bit of a strop at the moment. I think it's Chanbot's time of the decade. So it's, so Chanbot's in a bit of a sort of strange feeling alone. Also listening in, who I know is listening in, is Blake Draco and Echo Hawk and I know those two are listening in. Yes, we're going to have some more music now. It's like, oh my god, I can choose from all such massive amounts of music. What am I going to do? What I'm going to do is, let's have, can we have something really, related, let's have something from Sonic R, mainly because I put the Sonic R soundtrack back on Shared Depository, earlier this week, so we'll have something sung by TJ, and that's going to be Work It Out. And we'll follow that up with somebody a while back wanted me to put The Burning of Ozette from Tales of Symphonia down. Well, I now can do that, can't I? So we'll have a Work It Out followed by The Burning of Ozette from Tales of Symphonia. Then we'll just go on to Q&A. AUK. .. So, get your questions in via private message, and I'll go on a whole huge tangent about random shizzle that won't really go anywhere, and will result in loads of people just going, yeah. Okay. So, you got... Ooh, you've got a while, you've got about 6:50 worth of music, because workout's quite long. TJ keeps singing, apparently. So get the PMs in, and I shall be back in a small little while. And we're back. Right, questions and answers. Answers and questions in Q&A UK, which I don't think there's going to be that many questions, so it's just going to be random music probably for most of the show. Umiuri asks, does the following theory sound like a good idea or incomprehensible kuso? Shadow uses guns because it's ironic for him to have them at all. His family was destroyed by guns, so during Shadow the Hedgehog, he uses the military's own weapons against them. He also uses them because guns are a clean and detached method of killing somebody. You don't have to be close to a person to kill them. In both sides of the term, all you have to do is point and click, and the gun does the rest of the work. Guns are quick, efficient and effective, the kind of person Shadow is. He probably even enjoys the Dark Avenger type image guns bring about. Sonic, however, dislikes guns because they are so detached. He'd rather know exactly what he's doing and therefore uses the sword to his advantage. It's by no means clean, but that's not much of a problem to him, since he easily just blocks out all the blood and gore of his own mind. Because he's already fast, he only uses himself to force behind the blade and doesn't bother swinging it around like a moron. He's quite attached to the heroic image of the sword as well, so it serves a decent ego boost. Sonic uses the sword principally because he's in a land, Arthurian land. He's in the sword and sorcery world, and that's why he uses the sword, because frankly, Sonic on his own probably wouldn't be able to kill, you know, magical creatures. So, the application of a magical item, principally a weapon, is probably one of the reasons why. As for Shadow, I agree with it in the sense that, basically, Shadow doesn't care how he wins. Shadow is very much like, the end is the end, go to route A as quickly as possible, whereas Sonic will take the good path. We've already seen with Shadow, he doesn't particularly care whether it's the good or the bad path, or what everyone else, or doesn't particularly care what anyone else thinks, it's just getting the job done, boom, done, dusted. So, yeah, I sort of agree with that. Not so agree with the Sonic one, though. Tanaku says, should they put Indiana Jones and the Fate of Atlantis on the virtual console? Pass. I don't know. They should if it will make a lot of money for them. Christian, have you heard the song Trogdor? Yes, of course. Question 3. What breed of dog is Echo's dog Honey? I can't remember. In fact, half of these seem to be... But Echo will have to answer a couple of these, so I hope she is actually listening. Let's find out, kids. Wouldn't it be nice if I could get guests on? Presumably now I can try. I'll have to email / PM Mr. Raccoon for details on how on earth I do that. So I think she's Australian Shepherd, but I will double check with Echo. So while I wait for those, and as question four, also relates to that. Question 5: what do you think of Smash Brothers Brawl? Yeah, it's very good. I mean, it's one of those. It's sold by the characters, not by the gameplay. But I think it's pretty. I think it's pretty good. It's a Smash Brothers game. I mean, it's only going to be certain things. I was talking to Earthart, because Earthart has been around here. Was around here Friday and stayed Friday night and was here a large chunk of Saturday as well. And we were talking about Brawl, funnily enough. And I said, well, the most... in fact, we talked about Taboo. And I made the point that because Sonic came in so late in the development cycle, and it was finally giving him the okay. It made Sonic look really strong as a result, because he's the Taboo pretty much kicks everyone's ass by barely lifting a finger, and then Sonic comes along and does him quite severe damage with two hits and then just tuts at him so therefore Sonic is deemed to be better than every single character that has been revealed so far. But I was also also mentioned about the sort of the shock sort of factor and how they did really well in making Taboo seem very strong as a character, simply by the fact as to how quickly and how, you know, effectively Taboo pretty much, well, he owns Master Hand in without breaking a sweat. And that's, you know, that's, so it's quite, I mean, you don't know what's going up, you know, it's actually, you've played the series, that's actually quite shocking. It's like, oh crap. It's like, I don't want to fight this one. Which obviously makes sense that you then sort of fight in a team. Echo's come back to me and confirmed that Honey the Dog is indeed a Australian Shepherd. Question 4, which apparently is done imitating Big the Cat, so excuse me a second. What breed of cat is Sarah Connor? Sarah Connor is one of Echo's cats. She says she doesn't know, but it's presumed that it's an American Shorthair. Question 6 from Taliku says, what would your final smash be? It would be, I don't know, it would be a knee to the balls followed by an uppercut with a, I don't know, what's an object, an uppercut with a fire extinguisher. That would be the one. Question 7, when will you have T-Bird or Sven as a guest again? Both of them are... Actually, just checking. Both of them should be back home today, I think. I think they're coming in today, returning from their Japanese adventure. Don't quote me on that, but I think is what it was. Once they're in the country, that'd be a good idea. As mentioned previously, as soon as I have the opportunity, I'll be trying to rig this thing so that I'll be able to have the wondrousness of conversation with people and have guests on the show. I won't have to talk to my goddamn self for ages. It's very hard and boring after a while. Darkness the Hedgehog, why is everyone doing 7 questions now? Lame. Demex owns that gig. Four Dragon asks, what famous Sonic fan would you like to eat? I think he means what famous with an O Sonic fan would you like to meet? Um, a famous Sonic fan that I would like to meet. No. Really don't know. Do you have a those people in the chat room who are still there, I'm still listening in, do you have is there a famous Sonic fan that you would like to meet? So somebody you'd like to meet maybe in the community, or somebody who's known to be a Sonic the Hedgehog fan, let us know, and we'll go through that. But yeah, that's kind of confusing. So Douglas the Hedgehog 7 says, have you played Sonic and the Black Knight? Yes, I have. I played it with the producer of the game looking over my shoulder and sort of tutting. It was like, I haven't played it before this day. Go away. It's like, you're one of those fans, aren't you? Yes. Like, who would you play in the game? Sonic, Shadow, Knuckles, or Blaze? I'd play Shadow. What would Shadow do if there was someone more powerful than him? He would have to relinquish the ultimate life form tag owing to trade descriptions. Plus, he'd have to have an MOT and get a service so that he would be able to classify himself once again as the most powerful being in the universe. And there is somebody more powerful than Shadow. It's Omega. Omega is more powerful than Shadow. Question 4, why do you hate Seven Rings in Hand? Partly due to the singer. I'm not a fan of Rumblebee's work at all. I don't like it in the slightest. Question 5, have you read my fanfic Darkness the Hedgehog? No, I kind of make it a general rule not to read any Sonic fan fiction, because it would just be horrid. Not that I'm saying that your fanfic would be horrid, Darkness the Hedgehog, it's just that it would be a bit sort of confusing, and how would you think Darkness would look like in a knight's armor? If Darkness is the character that is with Shadow in your avatar, I'd say that Darkness would look like a cross. Well, Darkness would look like Blaze crossed with Shadow in armor. Question 7: since Mario knows Sonic has a sword, now will he run for his life? Have I asked this before? No, he'll just defend himself with a plumber's mate. And then, it's not like Mario hasn't used a sword either, by the way. It wasn't like Sonic hadn't used a sword previous to Black Knight, so. Full Dragon also asks, how can I make an Aussie chow? Feed it nothing but bats. Question 2 is Miller or not Miller? Depends. You talk about Windy Miller, the children's character from Camberwick Green, or are you talking about Miller is in the beer, or are you talking about I don't know, various other Millers? I would say that quite possibly. This looks interesting. There's loads of quick little questions. Question 3 is, have you seen the music video for Into the Fire by Sabaton. And no, if the second Life of Sonic fan event happens, will you be there? Probably not. Will you watch the first episode of our VidCo podcast from Second Life? I'm not on Second Life, and I really have no intention of going on Second Life. Question 6, have you seen One Foot in the Grave? Yes. Have you heard a band called Grim Reaper? The answer is no. So what's going on in the chat? Because I've actually taken away from the chat. Right, let's see what's going on here. Let's have another song while I figure out what we're going to do next. Biafra says, good for you, AUK. Second Life rots your brain. Yeah, and there's barely anything of mine left anyway, so although I'd like to keep it if that's okay. We'll have something from... we'll have Rory's Muse track in a second, but before that, I'd like something from... what could we have? We have Dilapidated Way from Sonic Adventure. And then we're going to have Rory's Muse track, so that Mr. Raccoon is happy and jolly, and the rest. Okay, so it's Dilapidated Way followed by Glorious by Muse, and we'll be back with you in a little while. Except, where is all the... it's all gone. Everything's gone. That's slightly worrying. Where's the encoders? Because I'm broadcasting. Ah, there we go. Back in a bit, folks. And we're back. Yes, long silence beforehand owing to the fact that I was looking for questions in the chat room and there really actually wasn't any, which is a slight issue when you're kind of relying on them. In which case, we're going to go back to life, back to reality, back to... John of Sonic Fan says, light shoes or air shoes? In terms of collecting rings along a straight path, which is more efficient? I would say light shoes, because you kind of move and the lights sort of dash. Air shoes are good and all, But light shoes would be much better. How much potato bread? This is question two. How much potato bread do you think you can eat before you pass out? Well, there's only one way to find out. Provide me with potato bread, and we shall see what's going on. Question three, though, and the final question we've actually got today is Rival Schools or Sonic Another Nintendo Game? Sonic Another Nintendo Game. Rival Schools don't bother me at all. But yes, I was talking to Mr. Raccoon during the music session about trying to sort out it out so that we can get people on Skype, and we can get people in as guests, because at the moment you can't hear them. Although you never know. I wonder. Let's do a spot test. I'm going to ring up someone randomly. You can guess who it's going to be because she's around. Thus it rings. Hello? Oh, just a second, folks. I just need you to speak for a while. We're doing a live test. Yeah, it's very nice, this whole fading out in and out system for Vista, but it's not particularly handy when you're trying to find out where the volume control actually is nowadays. There you go. Rory Raccoon's online as well. Hello. Anyway, I'm so many windows open. Why is that not working? Okay, so this is general call out to anyone. Can anyone hear Echo Hawk when she's speaking? Just seriously, Echo, keep speaking. No, they couldn't hear you, apparently.
Okay. That's fine. Alright, well, I'll let you finish up.
Okie doke.
Alright, get to work.
Okay. Thank you, honey.
Alright, I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Yeah, so, So, yeah, but I don't know if that was... Yeah. Did you hear that was there a long silence for people there, while I talked?
Yeah,
Okay, might not be able to have a guest after all, because it might not work on Vista, apparently. Oh, wondrous. Wondrous, wondrous, wondrous. Why am I not allowed to have a goddamn decent radio show? Okay. Right. Okay, we're gonna have long, long things then. I've got nothing else to talk about. So we'll just have one last song to end the show, because we're out of questions. Nobody's got any questions in the chat room, so we're gonna have lots of fun. In the meantime, trying to figure out a way to get Skype to work. Yay. Cool. I was hoping to do a longer show, but never mind. Never mind, eh? Sigh. Okay, so we'll have one last song to end it. What shall we have? What shall we have? Let's have something from Billy Hatcher. And we're going to have Let's Go Easy from Billy Hatcher, and that's it. I will see you next week, I assume. You never know, something could go wrong. I could die a terrible, terrible death, and then, well, then there won't be a show, presumably. Although, I don't know, somebody might cover, you know. But yeah, that was a lousy show. Apologies for today, it was a lousy show. Sounds like a lousy DJ. I've been NGK, this has been Radio Redux, and I will see you next time. Bye for now.